among the tattoo suggestions, a tramp stamp of Dark Star smiling face. That'd be a lot. I think you need to talk because I need to have a little water.
Are you having a little trouble? Good to see you, Shalane.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you for the treats.
You're welcome. What are some of the other tattoo suggestions? Because I never got one, but I have a sister who we got a little toasty one night at the club. We were dancing, and we're cute, so guys were buying us drinks.
Of course.
And then she
You're
said,
still cute.
Yeah, of course. And she said, let me take you over here, and we're going to get a matching tattoo. This is my sister. You know, matching tattoos. Let's do it. And then we got over there, and on the drive, I just remember, even in my state of being intoxicated with a drink called Cisco that I'm sure was radiator fluid, I stumbled over to the tattoo shop, and when I realized they were closed, I have to say I was relieved. I wasn't too drunk to say a prayer. Thank you, God. And that was my first and only time almost getting one.
Almost.
Almost got one.
And you know what you were going to get?
Does Andrew have a tattoo, by the way?
He better not.
Yeah.
He had better not have a tattoo.
He's going to get one.
No
don't you?
Way. No.
It's an automatic.
Oh, my God.
With the suppression, with the prison time that you've put him through at your house.
And he went back to college yesterday, and do you know he's not calling me back? I'm like, where are you? How are you? What's going on? Can you please get nothing?
Nothing. What were you going to get? As Dave asked.
I think we were getting butterflies. Mariah Carey was out at the time. You know, just butterflies. She was into butterflies. And then I also, one of the other things is a chocolate bar, like a chocolate candy bar, because it's sweet, sweet chocolate.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Of course you are. Now, among the techs, so many people have ruined their natural good looks with tattoos.
Yeah, in the face.
The face tattoo.
It's a little much for me. Maybe I'm a woman of a certain age. I don't know. But everybody's getting them.
Yeah. I still think of Tyson as much as anybody with the face tattoo.
But, I mean, his tattoo is not even, I mean, compared to what they're getting now, if you look at Post Malone and Jelly Roll and some of these other entertainers,
you're right.
That all over, at least his was like artwork and copyrighted and they thought about it. They're just like one over the eyelid and one under the nose and they're all over the place.
His was shocking when he got it, though.
Yeah.
You know, a tattoo on his face.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, you know,
now
it's
just like no big deal.
The entertainment world and tattoos, I don't want to say very commonplace, but you're not surprised if you see it, whether it's music, actors, athletes.
Right. But at some point, you're going to get 80.
Yeah.
And that baby fat is going to just be pH. You're not going to be able to see anything else. So I don't know. I don't think we've gotten to the point where we see the highly tattooed people get elderly yet.
I think they have. We just haven't spotted
them. Where's Tommy Lee?
Yeah. Sean. Does Sean have a tattoo?
No. And Sean was in the Navy. You know, Navy guys get tattoos.
Yes.
So, no, he does not have a tattoo.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
I'm doing well. I'm doing better now because you brought Trace Lake.
And how is it?
Outstanding.
It is? Okay.
It's such a great dessert. 651-461-9226. Shaletta brought us a dessert from Cafe Latte, which is a phenomenal dessert place. Other great dessert places in town.
I like Cheesecake Funk. Vanessa Drew's restaurant, she houses out of the Marriott, but the cheesecakes are at Coastal Seafood and some other restaurants around town, and they are delicious. I got some on January 30th. To have at the house for New Year's Day, and they were gone before the 31st. It was ridiculous.
That fast?
That fast. She has the little tarts so that they're different, you know, kinds, and then she's the big giant ones. They are absolutely good. It's called Cheesecake Funk. Apparently, she was like, you know, a fan of Prince, and she was at his house one night, and she had made some cheesecake, and she, you know, gave him a slice. And so the next day, he was like, give me some of that Cheesecake Funk.
Oh.
And so that's why she called it Cheesecake Funk. And so he encouraged her to start her business, so she quit her job, and now she's Cheesecake Funk.
Our guy H. Lake just texted me, yum.
Oh, yum.
Really good desserts.
Yes.
Because their breakfast rolls are.
I have not had the breakfast roll. I almost got it. Is it good?
Caramel rolls and different candy bars.
It's, to hell with these New Year's resolutions. Man, look, we got to live. We got to have something to look forward to. Eat the cake, Anna May. Eat the cake.
Yeah. So did you just get something else for Brad Lane and not yourself?
What do you mean?
Well, because we saw you go kiss up to the boss.
Oh, no. I wasn't sure if you're up to the boss. That was for Lindsey Peterson.
Oh, so
you know, I always have to hook Lindsey Peterson up because he should have fired me about 3-4 times for sleeping on the job.
So your other boss, you kissed up.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, yeah. I have to.
Did you get yourself anything?
No, because you see I'm losing weight. You didn't even say nothing.
You do look good.
Okay. I got to lose 18 ounces.
How many ounces have you lost so far?
Six.
6 ounces?
See, if you say it in ounces, it sounds like somebody said, you lost weight, I lost 18. I'm not telling them it's ounces. Sounds good.
If you say I'm down 18,
hey, I'm down 6. I could tell, girl, you look good. I'm not saying it's ounces, though.
You've been telling us that you're going to get in shape for a while now.
I have told you that. And I've done some things. I have not been to the gym. I have not been drinking.
Are you a dry January?
No, this is a dry life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was this before January? Or?
This was way before January.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm getting old, and apparently when you turn 50, that check engine light comes on, and I was ticking, and I was like, am I breakdancing? Why am I ticking? And so I went to the doctor, and he did all these tests and everything, and they checked all under the hood and kicked the tires, and it just came back as diet and exercise. I was like, is there a pill?
That's smart.
Is there a pill? I don't want to diet and exercise. I just want to take a pill and feel better. Mm-hmm. Not. So.
Oh, it's available. Yeah. Those pills are everywhere.
But they are expensive.
They have some great cheesecake at Deja Vu.
Oh, okay. I have not been to Deja Vu for the cheesecake.
Cassettas. Cassettas does have a long list. All right, Shaletta's in the house. She's been kind to bring us a treat. We'll get to some topics with Shaletta. If you have a topic suggestion for Shaletta, you can always reach out to us. 651.
How do you get your college student to call you back?
Yeah.
Anybody got that?
That could be a good one. 651-461-9226. He texts me often. It's 21 past 2. Chad Hartman, Shaletta Brundage, Dave Harrigan, Am I Wrong? Next, Jason will take you home.
Are you wrong for using your fork to eat and taste Dave Harrigan's chocolate cake?
No.
Are you wrong?
Mm-mm.
Are you wrong? You ate with that fork.
Yep.
Your cake that I bought you. So everybody has a cake. It's not like Dave has a cake and you don't have a cake. You have a cake.
I like to share.
And you ate your cake with your fork. And then Dave brought you his cake.
Yep.
And then you used the fork that you used to eat his fork? You should have eaten your own cake.
Oh,
and y'all see why I don't participate in the office potluck, all the sharing of the forks and the cakes.
I like to sample.
So unsanitary.
You go out with three of your best friends.
Uh-huh.
And you're at a nice, you know, you only go to hoity-toity restaurants. And there's like 8-9 things to pick from.
Right.
So everybody gets something different. Don't you want to share?
This is how we share. And my friends know better.
Yeah.
We get extra plates. We get extra silverware.
How much silverware do you have to get?
About 8 sets. And everybody scrapes a little food on that plate. You go next.
Doesn't shock.
Food on the plate. And then that fork that we use
to
get the food, that's not a fork we're going to put in our mouth. In fact, I don't even want to touch the fork you touched. I don't want to touch the handle of the fork you touched. He got chocolate cake on his tres leches fork because he stuck that fork in.
Yeah.
I need a new job. I need to beef up my resume.
Are you actually
I'm working with the wrong people.
Are you on tomorrow?
I am. I have a great show plan.
Do you have any idea one guest on
I
the show?
I do. Most of the time
at this point, you have no idea who's going to be on the show.
I have Miss Rose McGee's coming on from Golden Valley. You know, she does Miss Rose sweet potato pie comfort pies, and she does some for Martin Luther King's birthday out in Golden Valley. So we're talking to her. And then, you know, General Mills is having their big MLK celebration. So I'm talking to Laverne, Miss Laverne, and she is the head of the NAACP here. So she and I are going to be talking about that. And then, see, Dave doesn't need to hear this conversation. They have a podcast with a young lady named Alex Merritt. They call her the Love Engineer.
The Love Engineer.
The Love Engineer. Mm-hmm. And she's teaching us how to date in 2025. And so she's got a virtual.
Are you thinking about dating?
I don't think I have time. And somebody told me this, and I don't really know how to receive it, but apparently I'm hard to take. I see the shock on your face.
Outrageous.
Yeah. I don't know where they went. That's your particular Because you were trying to get some, you were eyeing up some eye candy down in like Alabama for a while.
It was Atlanta. It was an A. But it just, the mental, you know, when you're dating for the first time, somebody new.
Didn't sound like, Dave, did it sound like a date? It sounded like a booty call.
Okay.
It sounded like he doesn't like kids, but.
He doesn't like kids.
You used to have something, so you're going to go down
there. We used to have something, I was going to go down there. But it's just the mental back and forth, the communication, the effort. I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't have time. Like I with the kids and the business and the other stuff I'm working on. I just don't have the time. And one day I was supposed to call him back and I didn't, and he got angry and I was like, dude, I got four kids over here.
Yeah.
I got stuff to do.
Okay, so we're sitting here January 10th.
January 10th. Is it too late to say Happy New Year?
Yes. It was January 3rd.
Say it anyway.
That was it. Don't say it.
Even if you're seeing somebody for the first time, I was just at the post office and I said
Happy. No. 3 days.
Three?
3 days max.
So the 4th or the 3rd, that's three days. The 1st counts as a day?
Absolutely. 1st, 2nd, 3rd, it ends right there. Like, I'm not going to say happy birthday to you like 9 days after. Okay, come on. We got to have some standards in America, some standards. Would you like within the next 3 months to be in a relationship?
No.
Okay, 6 months.
No.
Are you done with relationships?
I'm not done with relationships. I just don't have time. Now, if Jesus dropped out of the sky with Peter, James, and John, his inner circle, and said, Shaletta, this is a man I have handpicked for you, or Dan Cook, accept my proposal, then we're talking about something.
You would squash Dan Cook. The poor man would be in the corner, overwhelmed, begging for help. Can you imagine that? What, Dave?
That would be the part. That would be.
I think that's why she's interested.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I need somebody who understands and knows their place.
Sean's finally gotten out of the basement, from what I hear.
Right. No, he did come back to shovel for me this morning.
Oh, honestly.
I said, beautiful.
That
heavy quarter inch of snow. And I saw him. I said, hey, thanks. You didn't have to do this. And he just looked at me. He's like, it wouldn't get done otherwise.
Well, that's true.
I said, you were right.
So he's thinking about the safety of his
children. Is that what it is? I thought it was me. It wasn't me.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No. Did you think about getting out there for
not a second.
Yeah.
They better be careful.
Because you knew your ex-husband
at some point
was still under a spell.
But yeah, I don't think I want to date again. I don't think I want to get married again.
You're 52?
53 in a couple
53.
Of weeks. And so I just like it where it is, how it is, and what we've got going on. I know my routine. I don't have to spend extra energy. I don't have to get introduced to anybody's family. They don't have to get introduced to my family. All those dynamics, they distract me from what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. How about if Sean starts dating someone?
Well, I mean.
Is he?
I don't know.
God, I hope so.
Why you hope so?
Because I hope.
He does not deserve to be happy.
I hope he is in a relationship with a woman 20
with a
years
woman who
20
smells
years
like
younger.
Cotton candy and peppermint.
Oh, my God.
Skin
and
tight. Everything sitting up.
Oh, yeah.
And then she will come over here and meet me and my kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some money. Hold it for my bail.
And the kids love her.
Hold it for my bail. And she knows how to cook and comb Cameron's hair.
And she might actually shovel.
She might be out there with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some money. Just hold on to it. Don't spend it. That'll be for my bill.
I think we need to change your mind on the...
On the dating thing?
Yeah.
Why? You're trying to just be happy to be by myself with my kids?
Well, a lot
enjoying
of people...
Enjoying working on my business
kind
and
of
writing my books and stuff?
We've done the solitude story, the loneliness story. There's a super long story in The Atlantic this week where it's not as much about loneliness as about the phone. That we're all just communicating with the phone, that we don't see people. Now, that's not you, because you are out and about
everywhere,
and you see people constantly.
But that would also explain why these young kids are falling in love with the streamers. They've got streamers out there, Kai Cenat and so many others, who they're getting 5 and 10 million views on their streams because these young people are accustomed to connecting and communicating on the phone. So they look at these guys as their friends.
How much do you think it hurts individuals, especially younger kids, when all of a sudden they have to go to college or they have a job and they're actually physically in the same room interacting. They have to show interpersonal skills, look people in the eye.
What interpersonal skills? What looking people in the eye? It's bad. I mean, you have gone to a restaurant or a movie theater or the grocery store and these young people are working. It is bad. It is bad. They don't understand how to communicate with people. They can't take any kind of criticism at all whatsoever.
Very sensitive.
Yeah, very sensitive. And you know what happened? Here's my theory. The everybody gets a trophy generation are raising the next generation. The folks who didn't get to lose and they didn't take score and everybody got a trophy and everybody got a ribbon, their kids are working at Target now.
Yeah.
They're working at Culver's now. They're working at McDonald's now. And we're seeing the results of not allowing children to fail.
I think it's also a lot of people have been used to the phone themselves. And they love the phone themselves, and so they're not fazed when their kids are just on the phone.
There's no limit to the hours. There's no limit to – there's no cutoff. There's no turn it in for dinner time because we ain't even having dinner time. We got to have some kind of balance. And this is the thing. People want to blame the phones. They want to blame the devices. They want to blame the gaming. Can we just put it where it is? It's parenting.
It is parenting.
It's absolutely parenting. Ain't got nothing to do with the phones. It's parenting.
It is parenting. There's this story about volunteering and how people who are out and about, that it's so good for their health. And I think it's true. I really do. And you are out there constantly for important causes. You'll let us know that you're out there.
My billboards are up now in case anybody's looking
for
them. But
you are out there and helping people in incredibly difficult situations, and just the reward you get. You're not doing it for that, right? You're doing it to help people in despair, and you're helping, like, we're going to have, what are we calling again? End Hunger Together?
Yes.
End that Hunger Together. Right. You know, the formerly Let's Kick Hunger, you know, when this station comes together, just like it does Union Gospel Mission. I hope everybody finds a way, whether you're donating money or volunteering. But when you're helping others, there is some quality of health that you do get.
Well, I hope that that is the case because I should live to be 100.
Yeah.
But we also have to teach that.
Alone, apparently.
Yeah, alone. And not lonely. That's two different things.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's alone and it's lonely because I'm good at home by myself. No stress. But I hope that we teach that to our children because one of the things that I'm seeing when I'm out in spaces where I'm volunteering is people our age. And maybe, you know, 10 years younger.
30s.
I'm not seeing a lot of teenagers and 20-year-olds doing a lot of volunteer work.
Yeah.
Really, I'm not. And even for my own kids, I have to make them. And when they go and we talk about it, they're like, my friends don't have to go. And so we've got to, you know, teach our children that it's so important to get out and make a difference and pick a cause and just do something other than, like you said, be on the phone and gaming. Do something that's going to help somebody else.
That's such a good point, right? And it can be one particular cause, whatever it might be. Obviously, for us and our special needs kids, it could be tied to something that resonates with your family. Maybe something else. Maybe it's a variety. But we all can pitch in certain ways.
Yeah.
And we'll mention this a lot when we have the event on February 4th. It could be any of us.
It could.
Life can change.
Oh, my God.
So fast. Think about how much your life has changed the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Right? In so many ways to the positive and people getting to know you and your visibility.
Because it could have been the other way.
Yeah.
It could have went the other way.
Right.
I mean, anything could have happened. A car crash. Lindsay Peterson actually firing me when I fell asleep on the job. Sean leaving and not coming back. You know, the kids not getting better. Any of that could have happened. I was helping a lady who was homeless this past week and, you know, just praying with her. And the Lord had to remind me that could have been you.
Yeah.
Easy. One wrong turn. One missed opportunity. Could have been me.
Would you like either one of us on the show tomorrow?
You know what? I'm full right now, according to my producer. I love my little producer, Lindsay Brown. She's awesome and amazing.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to run her off.
I'm trying to get her instead of Dave.
Ooh, Dave. That was cold-blooded. Yeah. After he put his licked own fork in your cake,
share the cake. It's fine with me.
Hello, because, you know, if he working with me, we ain't sharing no cake. That's why he got his cake. I got my cake.
When's the last time you brought me cake?
Preach on it, brother.
I like to eat your food, though. This guy, by the way, was eating. Explain the food thing we were talking about yesterday with Rena. How old the food was.
Oh, my God. You eating old food?
Well, I mean, it's.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Eye of the beholder. Stomach of the beholder. My oldest daughter wanted some Thai red curry for her birthday.
Thai red curry.
It was
old
amazing.
Thai red curry.
And my wife
makes
eight,
which I love that she likes spicy.
Very adventurous eater. It's great. My wife does a great job with that. So she made some up. We had plenty of leftovers. And I had some for lunch yesterday.
Okay. We need the dates, Dave.
What was the child's birthday? Go back to
December 28th.
Father God. It's January 10th. I can't even say
it was on the New Year anymore.
It was on the 9th.
It's only 12 days
And you
later.
Think I was living 12
days? No, what are you eating after Chad Hartman and letting him put? You eating 12-day-old Thai. You're going to live forever.
I guess 13 days.
My 13 God. Days. And did he freeze it? No.
Wait, it's been sitting in the refrigerator this whole?
Yes.
Well, we were going to toss it because.
Because it's old.
Well, no, the first couple days.
Mold on it.
Having some like kind of stomach discomfort things, you know, things were going on. But then I stopped eating it, and then the stomach discomfort continued. So I said, well, it can't be the curry then.
Right,
I haven't had that for a few days. So I'm going to go back to it. And I had it every day since and finally finished it for breakfast yesterday. It's fine.
For breakfast. That's what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
That's what I'm dealing with.
I'm praying for you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
I mixed it with fresh rice.
Yeah, I'm not sure how fresh it is. Am I wrong? Next. Here we go. Am I wrong with Dave Harrigan? Recently bumped a couple times for Major Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Major Garrett was on with us earlier today at 12:35. You can podcast Major. You can podcast Matthew Collar. You can podcast quitting segment. Toughest thing you've had to quit in your life. I've wanted to quit Am I Wrong many times, but you won't let me.
Well, you can't. You know how popular it is amongst the political community and, frankly, the community at large.
Yes.
Here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
The community wants it, so where do we start?
Let's start. You know what? I'm going to give you a quick opportunity.
Oh, thank you.
Not to do an Am I Wrong. I guess you could if you want to, but we both saw the Boulevard commentary.
Oh, God.
Editorial.
Yeah. I saw it 2 days
ago. In the Reformer.
Yeah.
Quick, give me 20 seconds.
It's utter nonsense. It's utter nonsense. It's too touchy-feely. It's too safe. We're too reliant on cars. This will break it. You need to be allowed to go back and forth between Minneapolis and St. Paul with some sort of pace.
You don't want to fill in 94 for a boulevard. That's
no, I don't.
Okay, that's
I think it's
seconds.
Nonsense. We don't need flowers. We don't need bikes. We don't need a flume.
Really? Going over the time.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
It is nonsense. Can we also talk about something that we don't talk about in this town regarding our roadways that is reality, that has been reality for decades?
Is this reality check? Are you stealing the Pat Kessler
bit? Not quite. This is Am I Wrong? I don't know if you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But it is our reality, and it is utter nonsense.
Yeah.
How is it possible? Because
women allowed to drive?
Women, old folks. Yeah. Let's just keep going.
Well, that was on the list today of old folks.
Well, there was the study about how many people
high number. We should be checking at probably, I'm about to turn 60 this year. Now, I'm a tremendous driver, I might add. But I should take the keys for me?
I think so.
By 60, we should be tested again, right?
Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
How is it possible that in these two towns, depending on which direction you're going, to get from one major freeway, I-94, to another major freeway, 35, you have to take side streets? That if you're going 94 west to go on 35W, get off on Cedar, go through the neighborhood, hang a left, and then get on 35. If you're going 94 east to go southbound 35E, get off at Snelling, Hyde Mill Road, or else you can get off by the cathedral, head down the hill.
I think you're blaming St. Paul here.
Well, it's a St. Paul issue, and it's a Minneapolis issue. Like I said, going westbound on 94 to go north on 35. The fact that when constructing these roadways, nobody came up with a better idea is one of the most illogical, brainless decisions ever made, and even worse, accepted by the infrastructure community.
Well, I think some of it
hit
there.
Will you wait for the Am I Wrong?
Yeah,
am I wrong?
I'm sorry. It's a 35 issue because if you're going 35 north and you're coming, let's say, Bloomington, and then you're trying to circle around to 100, you got to do the side street there, too.
You're blaming 35.
I think Big 35 has failed us. I mean, it goes all the way down to Texas. Leads us all the way down there.
Do you think there's an ego problem with 35, how when it gets to the Twin Cities, it says, no. I don't need 135. I need two of them.
Yeah, we got E, we got
North.
I
need a W.
Yeah.
And this one over here on E, we're just going to slow you down to 45 miles an hour for a few miles just because I'm the boss.
Yeah. Well, some of us say it starts here, 35. You know, it sounds like you feel like it starts in Texas. Why don't you remember where your bread is buttered? You know, right here in Minnesota. But yeah.
I love buttered bread.
I do too. Butter properly rated. Honey butter. Better.
Oh, I got some honey butter.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Land O'Lakes.
Oh.
Threw it on some biscuits last night.
Oh, very nice. I have way too much bread from the meal we had last night. Come on over. If you want some bread, just Google. Come on over.
What kind of bread you got? What are you talking
about? I'm not telling you. Just come on over. The mystery bread.
Just don't tell me it's French baguettes.
I won't tell you that, but...
No, you didn't.
I wasn't the cook.
Do you have any influence? Some guys run their house. Some guys run around.
I was deferring to the chef, and the meal was excellent, but there's enough bread to feed the Minnesota Vikings offensive line.
Is that right what now. You do when you go to a restaurant? Sir, what would you like? I don't care. Just bring me whatever.
You know me. Flex. Willing to just go with the flow. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we have many highway issues, but one we're not going to have, a boulevard between Minneapolis and St. Paul. That's not happening. Oh, make life's good. I'm all for connecting neighborhoods which have been disenfranchised and race played a part. I agree. But we also still need to have the ability to travel back and forth between by far the two biggest cities in the state.
Yeah, we're for reality, too.
Yeah. I am pro-reality.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Will you join me in standing up to Big Greeting Card?
Yeah, they cost way too much.
I was appalled this week.
It's a joke.
A birthday card. I mean, that's the most popular card at any Target, Hallmark store, Walmart, whatever.
Yep.
I probably typically run $4 to $5, maybe $6 if you get the really nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
I was shopping.
Do you like the ones you open and then they pop out at you and it's like a song or a message of some sort?
Can't stand it.
You don't like joy?
I'm a simple man.
Okay.
I'm a simple man. Give me a nice little roses.
You like just
red,
sawdust around the house and, you know, what else? Oh,
that causes a mess.
Yeah.
Shopping for an anniversary card this week.
Oh, when's your anniversary?
Today.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
What number do we have here today?
My marriage is legally allowed to drive today, Chad.
16?
We have hit 16 years.
Do we have any plans tonight?
Not tonight. Gal's working tonight, but we got plans to go out tomorrow.
Where are you going?
We are going to go out and have some fun at MOA. And then after that, it's a little bit flex. Dinner, might stop for a drink. We've got some places in mind, but we haven't made the official.
Very hush-hush. You don't want to – you're worried about the paparazzi?
Yeah, they follow us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The cards are way too much.
Big anniversary card, minimum $7.
Are you serious?
Most of them $8 because they know they've got all us boobs over a barrel. We have to buy a card, especially for the anniversary. There is no way around it. I think we need to stand up, Chad. Join me. Join the public. Stand up. If they don't bring the prices down, you know what? We don't need their stupid cards.
Am I wrong? Do you have to buy a card for an anniversary? If you come up with a good present or a good night,
you do.
You still need the anniversary card that costs $8?
Especially if you're the guy giving to the gal. They need to see it in writing. They need to have you write something lovely about it.
You're getting her something else outside of the card, correct?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I mean,
her gift,
Chad. Is this just big cheapskate? Is that what this is? That instead of getting her like maybe a nice set of earrings or a coat of some sort or a trip. You're buying her a car and say, hey, toots.
Hey, I said we're going out for dinner tomorrow night. What else?
To Mall of America. You're going to go to Hooters or where are you going?
They have good wings. They've got really good wings.
They really don't.
Hey, if she's into it, it's fine with me.
We don't still have Hooters out there, do we?
Oh, yeah.
We still have Hooters at the Mall of America?
Hooters is still doing very well at MOA.
I didn't.
Just killing it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Please take a picture of the two of you at Hooters at like 9:30 on your anniversary night.
All the waitstaff around us.
I'll send Lindsay a set of divorce attorneys right there. All right, let's pause. We'll include DeRussia in the conversation. Am I wrong? You can chime in any point you'd like. 651-461-9226. Soon. Right?
Little Thin Lizzy?
Little Thin Lizzy.
Get with this.
I like it. No more Mr. Nice Guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I'm all in. That makes sense with the bumper music theme. All right, we continue with Am I Wrong? Monday, we'll have Chip Scoggins. By the way, congrats to our friend Chip Scoggins. 25 years today, he walked into the Star Tribune. How about that? That's a great run.
A quarter century of Chipper.
Yeah, quarter
century. Tremendous.
And as I said in the tweet, he can cover a beat, he can be a columnist, he can do those takeout pieces, and if he just lasts 76 more years, he'll tie my father in the newspaper business.
Almost there.
I mean, seriously.
Very close.
My father started delivering papers when he was 9. So 76 more years to a man, my father. Great admiration for Mr. Scoggins is a great human. Jason is here.
Hello.
Good to see you. I assume card DeSharks?
Happening. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
$50. I met a guy yesterday at a liquor store. He's like, hey, I was on card DeSharks last week.
Oh, there we go.
He's like, really love the Jester sponsorship. So, yeah. So we get $50.
That's nice. What if you meet him tonight and he's outside your house?
Be a little concerned.
Yeah.
Little concerned.
So, want to play again, Jason?
Yeah, we don't play the at-home version.
No, exactly. What's next on MRI?
Well, let's talk about an issue with suburban dads that I have. We're all suburban dads here.
Sure, right here.
As we all know, we've got a lot to deal with, especially if you still have kids in the house. There's the lawn, there's the thermostat, there's who left the lights on, there's curfews. You got to get that driveway shoveled. And that leads me to the one thing that was driving me nuts last night, and I see it every year, every winter, from a few of the suburban dads, certainly not all, but a few that live in your
Sounds like not you, though, that you're not bothered.
No, because this is a level of pettiness, of I don't even know what, that I can't even muster. It's the urge after even a very small amount of snow, like we got last night.
Thank you.
Not shovel the complete driveway right away, not even shovel half the driveway right away, but to instead shovel two stripes down the driveway that their tires can traverse down from their garage to the street so that they don't have the marks on the tracks on the driveway when they finally do the whole thing.
Who are these people?
This is the dorkiest thing suburban men can do in 2025.
Am I wrong?
You're Mr. Shovel. You would get out there when you're doing the morning show and go on the patio at 2:30 and say, too bad, neighbors. I mean, I got to work and I'll get it done. I don't see a lot of this. Maybe I don't have much discipline in my suburban dad neighbors. But
I've got four homes around my neighborhood.
Who does
that do it every time?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do this?
No.
Yeah.
No, but I admire it. I admire the dedication. I admire
it. For you, it's Desmond Tutu and then these guys.
These guys. Yeah. Second on the list to Tutu. It's a great.
It's just a good name.
Really ripped for the headlines reference.
Well, it just sounds good. Sure. Desmond Tutu.
It does.
You know?
Just stop your car as you drive by, give him a nice tip of the cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Yeah.
You know, some people do like the lawn tracks.
Yeah.
Get the stripes.
And then why not this?
I thought you were going to go with, okay, right now from last night, what do we have? Inch and a half?
Yeah. Yes.
I think some of the folks who have to get out there and shovel just because they have to do it.
That is silly, I think, right?
Yes.
Now, did you shovel?
No.
Did you?
I did it this morning.
It's fine.
What did you shovel?
Just brushed it off.
You could have used a brush. I mean, there's nothing there.
Well, you've got the other clowns that decide to pull out the leaf blower when you get something.
Yeah,
like, can't even grab it.
We're all battery at the DeRussia house, so we don't make any
Excuse
noise.
Me?
Easy.
Easy. We're all battery.
Going back to supple. Yeah. I like a supple driveway.
You like the words that we were coming up with. Words.
I listen.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. You want to give us one guest outside of Card to Sharks? I assume we'll have Alec Lewis.
Alec Lewis? Let's go. Yeah. I predict the Vikings win. You?
Guaranteed it.
Guaranteed.
I also have them winning the Super Bowl, so I better pick them winning this game.
I still believe. Vikings fans, man, quick to jump off the bandwagon.
Yeah. We did a prediction segment at the end of the year. I picked them to win the bowl. So I better not.
No, you got to stay with it.
I better not pull the chute this fast. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
Jason next. Enjoy him for the next 3 hours.